Welcome to Chew It with Pruitt, the regularly released podcast where your host, Kenny Pruitt, talks to people he knows about stuff that matters to them, all while hopefully making some new friends along the way. Join in on the conversation via email, contact@chewitpruitt.com, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter @ChewItPruitt, or literally let your voice be heard at 507-407-CHEW. He has a high school diploma and a microphone, so you might as well listen. He's Kenny, and this is his podcast.
I will be honest in saying it is very strange sitting in an empty room talking into a microphone with no one to talk to. The only podcasting I've ever done has been with my wife. And in this episode, I don't stray very far from that because my wife is the first guest. And appropriately so, because originally ChewItPruitt.com was purchased because Holly and I were doing a podcast together. We did an inaugural run of 13 episodes before we decided to change gears and shift into a topic that Holly was a little bit more passionate about, 30 Rock to be exact. But since then, the website that I built and the money that we spent on having the domain chewitpruitt.com was going to waste. So I decided about a month and a half ago to put it to use and start a solo podcast, Chew It with Pruitt. It's not much of a departure from the original name for those of you that listened to the original podcast that Holly and I did together. But the format will change just a little bit. The main difference being that I will be the only mainstay of each episode, and I will hopefully be having guests on with me for each and every episode, at least to start. My goal with the podcast is to get to know my friends and family, I guess you could say better, but you could also just say on a different level. I think that there's something interesting about interviewing someone. And in this case, even in just interviewing my wife, I feel like I have a different perspective about the way she thinks, about the way she feels about certain things. And I think that there's knowledge to be gained from doing the same with other people I know. The hope with this podcast is that I can gain new information and new perspectives that I didn't previously have, and hopefully provide all of you the opportunity to do so as well. I intended for this podcast to come out much sooner than it did, but a lot can change in a month's time. Today is March 5th, 2017, and this time last month, I was technically unemployed. Had recently been laid off from a position that I held with Comcast for about a year and a half, with a couple of job offers that didn't appeal to me whatsoever. One was in Salem, doing something I had no interest in doing, and the other was an opportunity within Comcast, but an hour away. A Sophie's choice, if you will, but one that I had to make. I ultimately decided to stay with Comcast because I felt like it was a better long-term decision, but in the short term, it's definitely taken away a lot of family time. So, to say the least, there hasn't been much time for me to sit in an empty room and record myself talking into a microphone. In order to find the time to actually do the interview with Holly, we had to resort to doing so while we drove up to Portland for a date night. Due to that, the sound quality of our interview is pretty poor. However, I really enjoyed the conversation and I didn't want to forcefully recreate it in a more conducive recording environment. So I cleaned it up as best I could and just went with it. The biggest thing that I've learned in this season of busyness is to be intentional with my time. Now, just because I know this doesn't mean that I do it very well, but they say that knowing is half the battle. So I am hoping and working towards making every moment of my day intentional and impactful in some way. Like I said, a lot can change in a month's time. Not only have I started a new job, but my eldest child, Kate, turned 3 years old within the last 30 days. I know that it's been happening slowly over time. Every day she gets a little bigger and every day she gets a little smarter and does something new. But there's something different about a birthday that makes you realize how much your child has changed since their last one. It's crazy. After everyone had left her birthday party and Charlie was down for a nap, Holly and I got a little bit of alone time with Kate, which is definitely a rarity in our house. Kate and I cuddled on the couch while we watched TV together and she fell asleep. And Holly actually had to point out to me that she had pictures of me doing the exact same thing with Kate on her first and second birthdays as well, which was very special. My time with my kids is limited, and I often have to force myself to put down the phone and pay attention to them. That's ultimately why this conversation between Holly and me took place in the car. Driving in the car has actually become a somewhat consistent opportunity for us to have semi-uninterrupted conversations, even if the kids are in the car. For whatever reason, just being separated by a row of seats is far enough away that they leave us somewhat alone and we can actually have a meaningful conversation. So it seemed like a natural opportunity when we had a date night up in Portland to record the conversation and be intentional with our time. There was a natural break in the conversation when we made it to our destination. So this is going to be a two-part interview. In episode one, you will get our drive up to Portland, and then episode two will be the drive home. I hope you enjoy our conversation as much as I did. Let's jump right into my interview with none other than Mrs. Pruitt herself. So, how are you today?
Doing all right.
It's good.
How are you?
You know, we're kid-free.
Yeah.
In the car, if you can't tell by the background noise.
That might be pretty obvious.
And we're heading to a date.
Yeah.
Starting this recording over, because this is the first time we've attempted to record in the car, and the little slot that I thought the recorder perfectly fit into was just a little too tight and clicked a button changing the microphone input.
So we've been recording for like a half hour.
It was like 20 minutes, yeah.
So we missed some good stuff.
Yeah, I have no idea if any of it made it on there. I'm just going to assume none of it did.
Right.
But yeah, we're on a date, which makes me happy. Now, it's definitely a
married parent date?
It's a lame date. We got a gift card for our anniversary, which was like a month and a half ago.
Yep.
And we're going to the Olive Garden.
We are at least, just because we can and we have childcare, going to an Olive Garden in a different city.
Yeah. Well, that's really just to go to H&M.
That's true. We wanted to go to some stores that we don't have available in Salem, kid-free. So we are on our way to Olive Garden, followed by some H&M time.
Yep. Sounds about right.
Now, for those of you that don't recognize her voice or don't know who she is based on the fact that I'm on a date with her, I am with Holly Pruitt.
Hey!
Now,
those lights.
Those are cool lights. We're passing under the Woodburn overpass, and there's a cool little light display.
Yeah, it's very fancy. I wish that was on all the overpasses.
Yeah, it would make it much prettier to look at.
Yeah.
So this is my first episode, I guess, back, you could say. Or this is the first episode of Chew It With Pruitt, singular, not Chew It With The Pruitts.
Yeah.
We had an old domain name, chewitpruitt.com, sitting around, just going to waste. So I decided to put it to good use and start up an individually hosted podcast, Chew It With Pruitt. However, I thought it appropriate that since Chew It With The Pruitts was originally a duet between the two of us, that you be my first guest. Now, here's my thought.
Okay.
When it comes to having guests on the show.
Okay.
My hope is that I actually don't have any pre-planned questions.
I mean, did you pre-plan any questions for this?
I didn't.
Then you have fulfilled that hope.
But in order to have a good interview,
yeah,
what I want to try to do is actively listen as good as possible and actually respond to the conversation as it happens.
Okay.
So, with that being said, what I'm going to do when I have a guest on in order to jumpstart the conversation is I'm actually not going to introduce them beyond just saying their name. I'm going to leave all introductions of the guest up to themselves.
Ooh.
Because I feel like you can tell a lot about a person based on how they introduce themselves. This is my theory. My theory is that how we self-identify are going to be the things we're most interested to talk about and the things we're most passionate about. And those are the things that I think people want to hear us talk about. So, my first guest for Chew It With Pruitt is none other than Holly Pruitt. Holly, why don't you tell us about yourself?
Well, I am Holly. I'm married to Kenny. Sorry, I'm like waiting for you to respond, but I just realized you told me you're not going to do that. I am 29 years old. I'm a stay-at-home mom to two kids. We have a freshly minted 3-year-old daughter and a 19-month-old son. So, for those of you that can't do quick math, our kids are 17 months apart, and it's a lot of crazy that goes on. It's definitely a lot easier now than it was, like, the first year of having two kids.
That's true.
Yeah. But there's still just a lot. There's a lot that goes into parenting two children that are this young. Things that I honestly don't even think of because everything is so much survival mode that you just kind of, you just do it. You do what you have to do. In my previous life, before I was a stay-at-home mom, I was an admin. I did a lot of admin work. And so I'm a very organized, detail-oriented, structured person. So having two young kids and having that be my job makes me a little crazy sometimes, because you can't keep a clean house when you have little people running around trashing it every time you clean something. And also I like to, you know, keep to a routine, a schedule, and there's only so much that you can plan and schedule with the little ones because, you know, they just like to throw a wrench in everything that you do. Like today, we went to the zoo, and we had been planning on it, but last night, our daughter decided she wasn't feeling well, but she wasn't, and, like, could not go to sleep in her bed. Like, we laid her down, you know, 25 minutes later, she was screaming, like, not, like, crying, like, she was, like, terrified. Or, like, in pain or something. And that happened three more times. I'm sorry, it happened two more times. And then finally, we just laid her in our bed. But then that kind of threw a wrench in everything that we were doing last night. Trying to record our podcast, our 30 Rock podcast. So we had to, like, take a break from that to comfort our daughter. And then we needed to record the episode, though, because we knew we were going to be out tonight. So, we were up very late last night, and which meant that we all slept in this morning. And so we got a late start to the day because even the best laid plans can be foiled. I work for Unique Cosmetics on the side. So I run an online business selling makeup and skincare. I just started doing this a few months ago, so I'm still really in the building stage right now, but I really love makeup. It's something I'm actually very passionate about, and it's not one of those things that I look like I wear a ton of makeup all the time, but what I'm actually passionate about is helping women feel empowered and helping women feel confident and feel like they have something that's just for them. So what you kind of realize when you become a mom, and especially a stay-at-home mom, because it's very isolating, is that you lose yourself. And I hear this time and time again. It's so common from my other mom friends that they just, like, they don't get dressed, they don't do their hair, they don't put makeup on, they don't do anything for themselves. Their whole day is just surrounded. I'm sorry, their whole day is just eaten up by taking care of other people, but they're not taking care of themselves. And I mean, it's not, what I'm saying is literally the issue with, like, 99% of moms in the US. So it's not like I'm saying anything revelatory right now. But what I try to explain to people when they say, like, oh, I don't have time to do my makeup, is that, no, you need to find time for yourself. So if you don't care about wearing makeup, don't wear makeup. But you need to take 15 minutes out of your day that has nothing to do with anybody else, has nothing to do with your house, has nothing to do with your kids, has nothing to do with your husband, has nothing to do with your job, that's just for you, to take care of yourself. Whatever that is, if it's reading, if it's some other hobby, if it's putting your makeup on, you know, just if it's dancing, having a, like, mini dance party, you have to take care of yourself. And so that's kind of how I present makeup to people, because I don't wear a ton of makeup. I always look put together. You know, I always look, you can tell I'm wearing makeup, but I'm not doing, like, crazy Kylie Jenner, like, you know, makeup on my face. I'm always pretty subdued when it comes to what I'm wearing. But it's literally the one thing that I do for myself every single day, no matter what, even if I'm not leaving the house. Because, you know what? I do go days at a time without leaving the house. And if I stopped taking care of myself, I mean, it's such an easy trap to fall into. Oh, I don't get dressed one day because I'm not doing anything and these pajamas are really comfortable. And then it's easy to do that 3-4 days in a row. I mean, it's so easy to get lost. Once again, like, being a stay-at-home mom is so isolating because your full-time job is at the house. You take care of your house and you take care of your kids, especially when they're as young as ours are. So my piece of advice for any woman out there is to always make sure that you have something in your life that's just for you. For me, it's my makeup, and my husband does not care if I wear makeup. My kids certainly don't care if I wear makeup. I'm the only one that cares, and it's just a way for me to feel confident, for me to feel put together, and for me to just take a few minutes to myself and regroup for the day so I'm not a ball of stress around my kids, which I can't say is not, does not always happen, but I try. Okay, I'm sorry, kids. I am a TV addict. I love watching TV. My favorite show is 30 Rock. That is why Kenny and I do a 30 Rock podcast. And it's literally my favorite sitcom of all time. My second is probably Friends, although I really love Will and Grace and Cheers. I don't know. I can't decide my second favorite, but I know that my first... Oh, I forgot about Golden Girls. There's just so many. I love TV so much. And that's just sitcoms. That's not even dramas, okay? I love 30 Rock. Another huge passion of mine is Harry Potter. I'm 29 now, so it's been just about half of my life. I started getting into Harry Potter my freshman year of high school. It was 2002. So almost half of my life has been spent loving Harry Potter. And I actually got into Harry Potter through the first movie, which I would... If somebody says that they've seen, if they like Harry Potter, but they've only seen all the movies, then I don't consider them a Harry Potter fan. So it is a little embarrassing to me that, like, I got into Harry Potter through the movies. But what happened was that only the first film was out at that point, I think. And I was staying at a friend's house, and I knew that she liked Harry Potter. I knew that she'd been reading the books. And I just, like, made so much fun of her. I thought it was so insane. It just did not seem like her personality at all to like Harry Potter. I thought she was being so ridiculous. And, for some reason I equated Harry Potter to, like, Dungeons and Dragons. So, I don't know, I just thought it was, like, insane that she liked Harry Potter. So anyway, I was spending the night at her house one night, and we were, like, getting ready to go to bed. And I don't know if she, like, rented the movie or if it was on TV or if they recorded it from TV or whatever, but she was like, hey, are you going to go to sleep? Do you mind if I watch Harry Potter? And I was like, oh, whatever, sure, dummy, you know? Like, and as I was falling asleep, I caught glimpses of this movie. And for lack of a better word, it was just magical. It was incredible. And I wasn't able to stay up and watch all of it. So the next morning I had to, like, sheepishly come to my friend and ask her if we could watch Harry Potter again because I really needed to know what happened. And, yeah, that's how I got into Harry Potter. And, of course, she said yes. And I read all 4 books because that was during the break between the 4th and the 5th books. So I read all 4 books and then anxiously awaited book 5. And, yeah. I think I went to the midnight, like, opening of, or, like, midnight sale of the last 3 books, 5, 6, and 7.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I love Harry Potter. Potter a lot. There's just so much in it. Like, if I'm talking about Harry Potter with another Potterhead, I can, like, talk myself into tears. I love it so much.
I've seen that happen on more than one occasion.
It's just so good. Like, there's just so much about it. I can't even go into detail because that would be our whole podcast.
That's probably true. Do you feel like there's any other specifics?
I don't think so. I mean, I feel like you know me better than anybody else. Do you feel like there's anything glaring that I'm missing?
I mean, I don't think so.
Okay. Okay.
So, that was way longer than I would expect it to be.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, okay.
What did you expect?
Well, I guess, like, for myself, I don't know. I thought about, like, specifically making it, like, a challenge to, like, basically limit it to a tweet.
Oh, no. No way.
But I feel like that's something I would have to prepare someone.
Yeah, there's no way.
Maybe yeah. I'll try it in the future with another guest, actually prepare them. Hey, I'm going to ask you to talk about yourself, and I want you to do it as basically writing an autobiography, but you only get a tweet.
We have a 6 o'clock res at the OG, and it's 6:02 right now, and we are hitting traffic, and GPS says we're still 12 minutes away.
Great. Just great.
Do you think we're going to lose our table at Olive Garden?
I mean, all that they do is put your name on the list, and then you check in when you get there, and then they give you
the next available table.
I guess, yeah, I don't know. Okay, so anyway, there's a ton of information in there.
Yeah, because that, I mean, like, people are complex, like.
Oh, for sure. No, I agree. And the thing that initially sticks out to me that, like, I don't think, even if I talked as long as you talked, I don't know that I would have ever mentioned how old I am.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like, that's just not something that I really ever think about. Like, I just had my birthday this month.
Yeah.
February. And I didn't do anything for my... I mean, like...
Whoa.
We went out on a date. We got a sitter and we went out. But I'm saying, like, I didn't do, like, a party. And I haven't had a birthday party in... honestly, I think the last party I had might have been my 21st birthday party.
Are we revealing how old you are?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm 29 as well.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So, what about for your 30th birthday?
So, I mean, I might do something for my 30th birthday, which is fine, but anyway, all this to say, I don't, like, think that I would have ever mentioned my age. So, that was just something that stuck out to me right away within the first couple things you said about yourself. You mentioned that you were 29. So, do you feel like that your age specifically is something that's a big part of your self-identity?
I mean, I don't know. I guess, like, okay, so in my late teens and early 20s, almost every situation that I was in with other people, I was the youngest person.
Okay.
I left high school right after I started my junior year, so I think I was 16.
Okay.
And got my GED. But after that, I wasn't going to school full time, so I worked full time. So I had a lot of work experience. And also, like, you know, whatever gets you to drop out of high school when you're 16, other than laziness, is also going to be a lot of life experience, too. And I wasn't lazy, I promise. So I just always felt like, because I was the youngest person, I was like, once, I mean, honestly, it was like once I got past 18, I felt like I was constantly having to justify my worth to people.
Okay.
Based on my age, people, when they would find out how old I was, they would dismiss me, even in like work situations. And it's like, I mean, I got this job, I'm qualified to be here, like, you know. Anyway, so like that's happened to me a lot, and so I've always just had a little bit of a chip on my shoulder. And then just as I, you know, hit my mid-20s and my social circle changed, I wasn't the youngest anymore. And then I started having kids, and, you know, then it just, like, didn't matter. In fact, my last birthday, for, like, months leading up to it, I could not remember how old I was. So that was strange. It's something I've never experienced before. But I am 29. I will be 30 at the end of this year. And I don't know. And I think also there's a little bit of a, like, we as a couple had discussed, like, as part of our family planning, like, we want to be done having kids by the time we're 30. 30 did have kind of some weight to it. I've never actually cared about being 30 as far as, like, the age. But as far as, like, you know, family planning, like, whether or not we're done having kids, 30 actually held that weight my mind. So
that's true.
So 29 is kind of a big deal because that's almost 30.
That is 1 year left of your 20s.
Yeah.
Now, this is just based on my knowledge of you,
yeah,
and my knowledge of myself, but birthdays are much more important to you than they are to me.
Yes.
Why do you think that is?
Because I'm the baby of the family and I like attention.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think it has anything to do with, like, your birthday being in December?
Maybe.
Did you ever, growing up, feel like that your birthday got lost in the holiday shuffle?
No. I didn't have any friends growing up whose birthdays were in December, like, when I was younger. So I never had to, like, fight for anything. It was always just like, oh, get my birthday party out there before, you know, Christmas break. So.
Yeah. And it is early enough that, like, it probably was kind of that weekend.
Yeah.
Like, the weekend before the last week of school, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. That's just,
a lot of sleepovers, though. That was all I could ever really do because I have a winter birthday. And we live in the Pacific Northwest, and we're not rich, so we're not going to be like, holy, right, pick five friends, let's go skiing, you know? Like,
right, yeah. Me?
I've never once been skiing. You want to know why? Because we're poor. Not, like...
Well, and you also hate the snow.
It's cold and gross.
Growing up in my family, birthdays were really important to my mom, as far as, like, not necessarily her birthday, but celebrating her kids' birthdays was really important to her.
Yeah.
And we grew up, I mean, I guess you could describe us as poor growing up. I mean, we were middle class. I mean, and you were middle class, too. You weren't poverty level. Like,
we had food.
But I mean, like, yeah, a lot of the time, parties were the same for me. It was like, we were either at a pizza parlor or it was a sleepover. Like, that was kind of the...
I know, and we don't have kids that are old enough to have sleepovers. I'm sure that shit's gonna get expensive, too. Like, how many friends are we gonna let them have over? I remember, like, having to narrow it down. Be like, no, Holly, you can't invite 10 friends over for a sleepover. So, yeah, like, all the pizza and snacks and ice cream and soda. And
yeah,
luckily, for sure, we have a big movie collection. Now, are we gonna keep it up, though? That's the thing. Obviously, by the time our kids are...
Our movie collection now consists of, like, 7 shelves of adult movies and 1 shelf of kids' movies.
So. Yeah, but we are building on that.
It's true. We are. Anyway, what I was saying about... So, like, growing up, my mom, obviously within the means of what my family could afford, but it was always really important to celebrate birthdays. And so, like, I wonder now why I just don't care about my birthday. Because, like, and, like, I've thought, like, maybe it was because it was made a big deal of growing up. So now, like, I don't care. Like, I don't have the need now to feel like, I never had the feeling growing up that, you know, my birthday got lost in the shuffle. So as an adult, I need to make sure that I'm able to celebrate my birthday. And,
Feel that way now. Like, I am always afraid now that it's going to get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah. And so maybe that's why you do care now, is because, like, as you've gotten older versus it being friends that, you know, parents are making a point to bring their kids to your party, now it's your friends are the parents, your friends are the people that have really busy lives during the holidays. Yeah. So maybe that is why you care about it more. But I mean, I have gone years without having a true separated birthday party. I think I've had multiple joint Super Bowl / birthday parties, but well, then we also have a Super Bowl party every year, whether or not, like, we say it's in the name of my birthday.
Yeah, like this year we did not say it was for your birthday.
There's been two times that it's fallen on my birthday since we've been together, so I think that for those two specifically, we called it a joint Kenny / Super Bowl party.
Yeah. Well, I know, like, since we've been married, we've gone out to dinner with our friends for your birthday for, like, Red Robin.
Yeah, I think that, like, you know, we've had, like, a free burger or whatever, and yeah. So we've just basically thrown out there, hey, you can join us if you want. So I guess,
oh, yeah, we did that at the buffet, too, last year.
That was, like, two years ago, I think. But anyway, so we have done some things here and there. But, yeah, very little planning ever goes into actually having some sort of a real party. Anyway.
Do you feel like that you're being slighted by me?
No, I mean, like, I know that if I asked for it, that we would do something. I think it's mostly just, I guess this is my style is more along the lines of, I'd rather do something once a decade. So, like, in my 20s, it was my 21st birthday. And I had zero qualms about saying, hey, my 21st birthday, we went to the Ram, because my 21st birthday was on a Sunday. It might have been Super Bowl Sunday, I don't know. But my 21st birthday was on a Sunday, and at the Ram, all drinks are half price after 9 o'clock.
That's true. We've done Sunday. That a few times. And they have a half price menu. Like,
it's true.
Food menu that's
full
really
on
good.
Food menu. Anyway, so I said, my birthday's on a Sunday. You guys are taking me to the Ram, and I'm not paying for anything.
There you go.
I'm like, so one time in a decade, I felt like I had the right to do that. And so I think going forward, it'll probably just be the zeros. So I think for my 30th birthday, I probably will be like, all right, I'm going to do something fun because it's my 30th birthday. Like, I'm going to just say, like, you guys need to do this because I never do anything for my birthday.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have an idea for your 30th birthday. Don't you worry.
Okay. We threw out the idea of a joint 30th birthday 90s throwback party, since our birthdays are less than 2 months apart.
Yeah.
We were saying, what if we did a joint 30th birthday, New Year's Eve, 90s party? But that's probably not going to happen. What is happening is we are currently parking at the Olive Garden.
This place is hopping.
Yeah, and good thing we did call ahead seating.
Hopefully we didn't lose our res.
So I guess that will conclude part one of our conversation. There's still plenty more to come.
Unless the mic button got pressed again.
No, I'm looking at it. I've been looking.
Okay.
To make sure.
You've been looking at our recorder instead of looking
at the road. Yes.
At the road.
Yeah, that is what I said.
Thank God we made it here.
Yes. thank God himself.
Being that I make an hour-long drive to work every morning, I wish that it was a more practical option for me to record in the car, because I have ample time to do so while I'm driving every day. However, as you heard, the road noise is definitely less than desirable, and cutting it out just cuts down the voice quality too much to make a quality product. I'm still exploring options to see if I can manage it, but in the meantime, I'll just have to find times like this where everyone in the house is asleep and I have a few minutes before it's time for me to go to bed. We'll see if I can make part two of my time with Holly sound any better than this one. I'm sorry, dear, that your time on the podcast was such poor quality. I'll have to have you back on at some point and give you a proper studio time. We dive even deeper into Holly's psyche in the second part of our time together, so I look forward to sharing all of that with you. I also look forward to talking with all of you. This podcast will likely only be as good as its guests and its listener feedback and participation. I encourage all of you to get in touch with me one way or another. Every day, I post a heebie-jeebie via Twitter and Facebook, and I've been getting good participation from a few people. I'd like to give a shout out to both of my parents, Kevin and Dina, both of my brothers that are old enough to have Facebooks have gotten in on it, Caden and Craig, my sister and her husband, Natalie and Jacob. One Mrs. Paula Hoffman has been good at participating. Tori Barber has been getting in on the fun, as well as Simone Jensen. A big thank you to all of you that have been participating. It makes sure that my efforts are not in vain. Last but certainly not least, my wife, Holly, whom I run each clue by before posting, just to make sure that it makes somewhat amount of sense, as much sense as a heebie-jeebie can make. For those of you that don't know what a heebie-jeebie is, well, I think you can figure it out based on how many I've posted at this point. You can visit at Chewett Pruitt, either on Twitter or Facebook, and join in on the fun. One thing I will be doing each and every podcast is doing a podcast-only heebie-jeebie. I will not post it to either Twitter or Facebook. You will only hear the clue via this podcast episode. And my request would be that you respond via voicemail. That number is 507-407-CHEW. It's just something extra special for those of you that actually listen to the podcast. It may or may not be relevant to the episode. It may or may not be relevant to the guest. It may or may not have nothing to do with any of it. The heebie-jeebie for Chew It with Pruitt, episode 1, is curtain, cloak. That is curtain, cloak. If you're listening to this podcast and you don't know what a heebie-jeebie is, feel free to reach out to me via email, on social media, and I can give you the rundown. The more listener participation I have, the easier my job is. So please make my life as easy as possible and get in touch with me. Social media, email, the voicemail inbox, it's all welcome. all listeners are welcome and encouraged to participate. I look forward to hearing from all of you, and I look forward to bringing part two of my time with my dear wife, Holly Pruitt. Until next time, I know I probably blew it, but this was Chew It with Pruitt.